The Justice Department's Inspector General is expected to issue a report today criticizing the government's arrest of nearly 800 people after the September 11th terrorist attacks. Most of the detainees were held on immigration charges, some for many months, as the government investigated them for possible involvement in the attacks. Vivica Novak is a Washington correspondent for Time magazine. She joins us now. Ms. Novak, what is this report from the Justice Department expected to say?
Well, it's expected to be critical of the length of time some of the detainees were held. Some of them were held for months. At least one of them was held for 8 months, for instance. And just the process, the fact that some of them were not given access to lawyers quickly and were not brought before immigration judges quickly. The importance of this is we've been hearing for some time complaints from detainees and civil liberties groups about what the government was doing in connection with this post-9/11 roundup. But this is the first report from a government office, the Justice Department's own Inspector General, backing up some of these charges that people were held too long, didn't have access to lawyers, etc.
I understand some Justice Department employees have been advised to hire lawyers. Why?
Well, the Justice Department, for some reason, feels that it can't defend some of these employees from the Bureau of Prisons, what used to be the Immigration and Naturalization Service, the Justice Department, as a group. And it will pay for the lawyers, but it has advised people to get their own lawyers. And this could mean that there will be conflicts in some of what they'll be saying in defense against some of these lawsuits that are being filed even now.
Mm-hmm. This report was expected last October. Why the delay?
Well, we don't know exactly why, but we do know that there were discussions within the administration about trying to embargo it or delay it in some way. We don't know if that's what happened. It's possible that the Inspector General himself just needed this much time to finalize it. But we do know that there were some discussions because the administration was apprehensive about the results.
Mm-hmm. As we said, nearly 800 people were detained in the wake of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. So where are they now?
Most of them have been deported. Not all of them, but most of them. Some of them are still in custody. The ones that were deported actually could still be plaintiffs in lawsuits, and we know that some groups have been in contact with them and have all their ducks lined up to possibly file a lawsuit.
Mm-hmm. And what will the plaintiffs be seeking?
They'll be seeking money damages for violations of their rights. Several lawsuits have actually already been filed.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Good to be with you.
Vivica Novak is a Washington correspondent for Time magazine.